Now, today, my identity quest is no longer to find my tribe. It's more about allowing myself to embrace all of the possible permutations of myself and cultivating diversity within me and not just around me. My boys now are 3 years and 5 months old today, and they were already born with 3 nationalities and 4 languages. I should mention now that my husband is actually from Denmark. Just in case I didn't have enough culture shocks in my life, I decided to marry a Danish guy. In fact, I think my kids will be the first Vikings who will have a hard time growing a beard when they become older. Yeah, we'll have to work on that. But I really hope that they will find that their multiplicity is going to open and create a lot of doors for them in their lives, and that they can use this as a way to find commonality in a world that's increasingly global today. I hope that instead of feeling anxious and worried that they don't fit in that one box or that their identity will become irrelevant someday, that they can feel free to experiment and to take control of their personal narrative and identity. I also hope that they would use their unique combination of values and languages and cultures and skills to help create a world where identities are no longer used to alienate what looks different, but rather to bring together people. And most importantly, I really hope that they find tremendous joy in going through these uncharted territories, because I know I have. Now, as for my grandmother, her last wish was also her last lesson to me. It turns out that it was never about going back to Korea and being buried there. It was about resting next to her son, who had died long before she moved to Argentina. What mattered to her was not the ocean that divided her past and new world. It was about finding common ground. Thank you.